This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, as I said in hour number one, I think it bears repeating just as a public service announcement, and that is, I was marked safe from any falling debris from the Chinese rocket that exploded over California, but I will continue to look up and make sure that, you know, nothing's happening, this kind of thing. But as I said in hour number one, again, I think it bears repeating, you might be safe from a falling Chinese exploded rocket, but we're not really marked safe from so many things in our society today, in our world. We're not marked safe from rising crime. We're not marked safe from an out-of-control border. We're not marked safe from inflation and economic peril that continues. We're also not marked safe from a foreign policy completely out of control that is hurtling us into, well, we just don't know at this point. And no, I'm not being doom and gloom. I'm really not, because we are not doom and gloom on this program, but we are going to point out the things that are happening here on the Third Watch, by the way, and we are going to, you know, talk about it and hopefully get some solutions going. And of course, the solution is we got to have some super duper change. There's no doubt about that. And that's what's going to happen in November. It has to. If we keep going down this road, folks, I mean, just pick one of those things. One of those things will continue to be our undoing. The far left, the Biden administration, the Democrat Party elite, call them what you will, they see it as merely a means to an end. They see it as a path to power, path to a prosperity of power, if you will, that will go on in perpetuity. Lots of alliteration here on this Thursday morning edition. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, you can find out more about the program, check out our live links, and also check out the podcast, other great things about the show. And again, that all-important direct message, if you want to tell us what you're thinking about this morning. And by the way, we also want to welcome everybody listening on our home station, AM 860, The Answer, everybody at AM 930, everybody along the GCN network out there, wherever you might be. We're glad to be with you this morning. GCN, of course, works very hard for the program. They send the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And also, thanks to everybody listening to us on TalkStream Live this morning. If you're picking us up on TalkStream Live, definitely drop us a line. Let us know that you're listening on TalkStream Live this morning. We sure appreciate it. All right, so we do have a lot more to tell you about as we continue. You know, I was talking about, you know, if one of these things continues, I mean, let alone all of them, all at the same time, another Biden administration is not good. We'll just put it that way. But, and I mentioned crime as well, Peter Ducey has such a way of irritating Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House press briefing room. She really, you know, she just must think every single day that she, you know, goes to that door, walks out to the podium and stands there and says, okay, we'll take your questions. It's not going to be fun. It's just not going to be fun. But in total Peter Ducey tradition, he's got a great question for Karine Jean-Pierre about crime and why it's not being prosecuted. In fact, I think Donald Trump actually made a really good point when he talked about, well, I posted my bond, $175 million, posted my bond, and, you know, this, now he's progressing through the appeal. But he made a point. He said, well, but if I had done some other crime or, you know, if something like that had happened, if I was just arrested for something, as not being Donald Trump, but just being an individual being arrested for something, so I'll probably just be sent right back out. You know, what kind of justice is that? And, of course, it just shows that this is all, it's all a put-up job about Donald Trump. But let's listen in to Peter Ducey at the White House press briefing room.
You guys think that some big cities in this country have liberal DAs that are too soft on crime?
Look, what I will say is I'm not going to speak to every state or city here. It's not for me to speak to. We have been very clear about this. Anyone who commits a crime and is found guilty needs to be held accountable. That's what this president believes. And we are certainly very much, we welcome local law enforcement support and cooperation in apprehending and removing individuals in this country who pose a risk to our national security or also public safety.
All right, so there you go. So, again, it's sort of a pat answer that she gives. The real question is, again, is the president, does the president feel, again, that we have liberal DAs that are too soft on crime? And then you get the standard issue answer of the president believes, and every time that she says stuff like that, I don't believe the president believes that. I, for some reason, it just always, doesn't hit me the right way. It always seems like she's just saying that because it's just something you say. It's just something you kind of have to say. It's expected. And it's also kind of designed to present the notion that, oh, no, this president's law and order. But the question was never really answered. And certainly when it comes to people coming across the border who've already committed a crime, the notion of typically the answer is something like, again, if they're convicted of doing the crime, well, then they have to be dealt with and this kind of thing. But they really shouldn't be here in the first place if they are, in fact, here illegally and committing crime. So it's just, again, the bane of Karine Jean-Pierre's existence. But the question's a simple question. And she could have simply said, no, he's not for these DAs that are too soft on crime. We don't feel they're too soft on crime. In other words, if she kind of thought on her feet a little bit more, she would have been able to navigate that a little bit better. But instead, we get what we got. And we got this notion that, no, the president believes and this kind of thing. Well, she stood there the other day telling us the president is celebrating Easter. And at the same time, making this proclamation that was offensive to Catholics, to Christians, all over the place. And then try to lecture us that we can't read the calendar right or something. I'm telling you, folks, yeah, clear choices. We will agree with Dr. Jill on that. There are clear choices. And hopefully Americans are going to make the informed choice as we go to the election. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Thursday edition, hour number two. Off to a great start.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation.
Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So if you're Pete Buttigieg and you want people to really get on the team here for EVs, what should you do? Should you go out and tell everybody that, yeah, you know, back in the early 2000s, a lot of people thought they'd still have landline phones and that they'd be around forever or something like that? Yeah, that's a great way to really just insult the people you're trying to get to convert over to EVs, as it were. But there's a way to do it, though, and that's to actually make them better. Because what was it about cell phones? Weren't they kind of better in the long run? I mean, they were more versatile. They could have all your contacts. You could take it with you in your pocket. People could get a hold of you wherever you were. You could make a phone call from wherever you were. You could, with a few clicks, have access to the collective knowledge of mankind for the last 5,000 years. Yeah, it might just be a little bit better than a standard corded phone. But that's the whole point. If it's better technology, the market will take care of this. Pete Buttigieg, that's all I'm saying. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, 949-822-7959. And we've got John in Sarasota giving us a call this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. I think these folks at the White House spiked the Kool-Aid, and they think we all drank it. My goodness. Sarcasm is my second language. But have you ever noticed when they interview the guy who has seen the alien, he always has a metal plate in his head and he can't walk under the magnet? People to judge. Kareen, these folks, Jill, Joe, the whole clan, the Kool-Aid spiked. and they think we all drank it. I every day is just more and more amazing. And I was watching a little bit of the indictment, and every time they come up with, let's follow the paper trail to lead back to so-and-so and Joe Biden and his dojo. And the first thing is, but look at what Donald Trump did.
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about Donald Trump. Look at what Donald Trump did. And they put these cards and they put up these tablets. It's they really must think, and it's almost insulting to the American people at this point. November, my friend, November is coming, and let's hope for the best.
I agree.
My sarcasm, I think, is the only way to handle it. I remember when we were talking about the papers found in Biden's home, and I called up and said, yeah, I think Commander Biden had some in the doghouse. You know, it's never ends. We go on forever. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that in, a little levity.
Oh, absolutely. A little levity. Absolutely.
This Corrine, how do you look at people that, are we really that stupid, the American people, Kyle? Are we that stupid? If we are, just give us the paper slippers and let us shuffle off. I mean, let's be done. Anyhow, always good talking to you, my friend, and keep the faith.
Hey, thank you, John. Same here. Take care. We'll talk again real soon.
Yes, sir.
All right. There we go. John in Sarasota, everybody. Always enjoy hearing from John. And yes, he and I were very similar in that regard of having the sarcasm. So that's got to come out sometimes, and that kind of helps kind of keep us a little bit sane, I think, in the midst of all the insanity that's going on. You know, folks, we can't keep going down this road, but they want to break your spirit, see? By having every single aspect of our society become politicized, to have every single aspect of your life where you just can't escape it. You want to watch your favorite TV show? Oh, I love this show. This is my go-to show. I love watching it. And then suddenly somebody has, some actor from that show or something has to come out and say something that's terrible. Or somehow targeting you specifically because you have a particular set of political beliefs, and then now you're kind of persona non grata. You get that feeling. Well, I guess, it's no fun watching that show anymore because I know how they feel. In other words, it just goes on and on. Every single aspect. And sports took such a major hit with all of the politicalization that went on with that. Everything in our daily lives. Absolutely over-politicized. And now, of course, what the Democrat Party elite have done is they have, and as we mentioned so many times throughout the week on the show, they have tried to make themselves the, the Lord Protector of Democracy. I think we can get a big boomy voice on that. I think we can. Here we go. I think. Yes, the Lord Protector of Democracy. That's exactly what they want you to think that they are. But they put themselves in that position. It's a position they can never really back away from. Because ask yourself this question. You get to election night in November, and we see state after state. I'm just saying this for sake of argument. You get state after state. It's going Trump. It's going Trump. Another state for Trump. Here's another state. Flipped over for Trump. There you go. And it's 2016 all over again, basically. And Hillary is, getting apoplectic, and they keep cutting to her, and she's just like mouthing to the camera, I have no explanation for this, whatever it is. But can you imagine if Trump goes state by state and wins the presidency, are the Democrat Party elite going to say, well, this is it. He has now won the presidency. How can they? How can they back off of this ludicrous position that they are the Lord Protector of all democracy? It just doesn't make any sense. But to me, that's the setup for even more division, for more strife. And, you know, that's why they keep trying to project onto any Trump voter. Trump voters across the highways and byways of the land. People who never rushed the Capitol. People who never done a wrong thing in their life. They've never, ever hurt anybody. You know, they just are voting because they know what's wrong with the country. They know what's wrong with inflation. They know what's wrong with the foreign policy. They know what's wrong with the border. And they just go vote. But now they're put into this, if you vote that way, then you are an insurrectionist. You are anti-democracy. And my friends, that's, again, how do you back off of that position? How do you say, well, okay, you won it fair and square this time, so, all right, we're coming back in 4 years. We're going to have a Democrat administration in 4 years. You watch and see. That's not at all. I mean, that is fantasy land at this point. And that's exactly the position they have put you and I in, and they want to make it look like you and I are the ones who are trying to take away their democracy by doing what? By voting? Isn't that something? Isn't that something? All right. So once again, folks, here we are in the program, 949-822-7959. I want to tell you about this because we have just a little bit of time in this segment. But again, we've got a terrible case of the Houthis. And how do you get rid of a terrible case of the Houthis? Joe Biden can help you not in this case. He just cannot help you. There's nothing that can be done. Well, our military could do a heck of a great job getting rid of the Houthis if you told them to and unleash them to do such. But Joe Biden can't and won't do that, I think, for various reasons. But get this, folks. This from Newsmax. The U.S. would reconsider the Houthi terrorist label if the Red Sea attacks stop. In other words, what they're saying is this. They're saying the U.S. is going to consider removing the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels designation as a terrorist organization if the militants just stop. That's all they got to do. Just stop attacking ships in the Red Sea. I mean, this is the solution now. They've sunk a ship. They have attacked our U.S. military in the Red Sea. They constantly, every single day, do something where they're attacking us. And now the idea might be, well, if they just kind of desist, they just desist on that now. And go back to just being Houthis that don't attack us, then we'll remove the label that they're a terrorist organization. We'll make them happy, and they'll stop. See, that's what we're dealing with, folks. That's why this election is the most important election of our lifetimes. If only for this reason. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you on the Thursday edition.
Bird Watch.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA News Update. A powerful 7.4 earthquake has resulted in the loss of nearly a dozen lives in Taiwan, with more than 900 people injured. Concerns continue that the death toll could rise as dozens are trapped in highway tunnels in the aftermath of the most powerful earthquake to hit the island in 25 years. Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee have significantly bolstered their financial resources, raising close to $66 million in March. Trump's campaign and the RNC disclosed the fundraising achievement, marking a notable increase from the first 2 months of the year. The future of a Texas immigration law now rests with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Wednesday, the three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted both the federal government and Texas's legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You know, just to follow up, I think that the White House probably could use a good refresher course, some kind of seminar, something with like a whiteboard or even a good old-fashioned overhead projector, something like that, and you know, learn how to prevent and then get rid of a case of Houthis. I'm telling you that this is just lost on them, my friends. It's really something. We understand what the Houthis... In fact, the President Trump tried to prevent the Houthis by labeling them a terrorist organization. And what did President Biden do the moment he came into office? Well, he took the label off. And again, because I think it had... Well, this is what Trump did. If Trump had said the sky is blue, then they would have tried to explain that it's something else, or they would have tried to come up with a way, how do we change the color of the sky? Because now that Trump said it's blue, we want to prove him a liar. You know, that kind of stuff. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. It's Thursday, and we're being a little bit off the wall only because we can start to see. We can see Friday from here. It's still very early in the morning, but we can see Friday from here. Welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number. And if you'd like to go over to kylewarrenshow.com, you can always send us a direct message. Check out the live links for the show and find out how you can hear the show by podcasts as well. And you can check out the podcast there. So once again, folks, there is a lot to tell you about as we go through this Thursday morning edition. And the Houthis, yes, that is always going to be a huge problem until we actually take care of it. Trying to be nice to them, and if this is not the carrot that you offer them, we'll take your name off the terrorist list. Will that help? You know, that's just so weird. All right, this from Breitbart on Wednesday's broadcast of MSNBC's All In. Former Biden chief of staff Ron Klain said that prices are too high. And the price of gasoline is still high. Other prices are still high. And people feel that pinch. Well, you know, you can't argue. I can't argue with that statement because it's true. Prices are too high. You know, the price of gasoline's too high. All the other prices are still too high, and people are feeling the pinch. But the idea of what they're going to try to do, what they want to do, is they want to simply create the notion that you're just wrong about this. But evidently, Ron Klain, and being very observant here, I think, is showing that that's probably not going to work the way they think it is. He goes, and President Biden, as the article goes on, and President Biden needs to, quote, make more progress on that, unquote. Yeah, that's the professional advice. Yeah, that you just can't. I mean, that's money can't buy. You know, that's, you gotta. Here's the idea: make more progress on that. He also stated that Biden has to, quote, try to use his tools to try to bring more order at the border. and you can't make this up, folks. Use his tools to bring more order at the border. And try to clean up the mess that he was left by Donald Trump. So he's got, you know, of course, he had to swerve back into Donald Trump for that. Because did Donald Trump leave a mess at the border? I thought Donald Trump had closed the border to illegal immigration as best as humanly possible. He also had the Remain in Mexico policy. And day one, talk about being a dictator on day one. Didn't Joe Biden come in and start reversing everything simply because it had the name Donald Trump on it? And it's caused border crisis. But, you know, so Klain has got part of this right, but then he swerves into the new narrative of the Republicans and or Trump specifically caused this problem and caused all the other problems, by the way. Klain said that the theory of the case for Biden is the president's done a good job. He's running on his record. And he also has an agenda to make the country a better place. Folks, even if you just put the best construction on that and you said you're going to have this, you know, you're trying to make the country, you have an agenda to make the country a better place. Even if you were to put the best construction on that, it would just not ring true, would it? Do you think, okay, everybody, by a show of hands, do you think that Joe Biden has an agenda to make the country a better place? I don't, through the magic of radio, and don't think I can't tell, through the magic of radio, nobody's raising their hand. So it goes on, he's saying, and calling migrants who come to this country and work hard and pay taxes to do so many important jobs in our country, calling them animals is just disgraceful. I don't know that anybody would call a migrant an animal, but you might use a term like if you were to see a vicious attack, you might say these attackers were being animals. They don't have to be immigrants. They could be anybody. You would say something like that. Again, it's these contexts of words that are used, like it's, you know, if the tariffs aren't there or if this happens and they import cheap imports, it's going to be a bloodbath, right? And he says, if I'm not elected, it'll be a bloodbath. He doesn't mean the blood will run in the streets so the horses bridle. It's not going to be that. It's going to be economic hardship, you know. It's almost tiring, right, to actually have to constantly go back and parse the word that was used. But again, to them, that's just Tuesday or Thursday in this case. It's just Thursday. It's just we'll go out there, we'll run out there, we'll say, well, President Trump said that these people are animals, you know, collectively. You know, that's just not right. Everybody knows that. And everybody can tell that that is one of the things that you do when you're just desperate. You don't have the argument. What they're worried about is exactly what Klain was talking about in the first quotes that we shared. Prices are too high. Price of gasoline is still high. Other prices are still high. People are feeling the pinch. So what's the solution to that? Well, of course, we got to make progress, you know, because you got to always kind of look like you're working on it, you know. And we're working on it, and we wish we could do it if it wasn't for these Republicans. So that's part and parcel of that whole thing. But at the same time, then you simply try to shift the blame, right? Or you shift the focus, I should say, over to Donald Trump and something he said or some out-of-context quote or something like that, a boogeyman. That's all you got to have. And that is the strategy. And why do they use it? It's not because they're idiots in the grand sense. It's because they know that that kind of strategy in so many ways works. Because a lot of people, especially young people, they get their news or they form their opinions in many ways, not all young people, I'm not painting with that broad brush, but a lot of young people will get it from the internet and from an app or some kind of a service or something like TikTok or something like that, right? And so they just see that they see it all out of context, and that's where the Democrat Party elite can simply have a very fertile playground to do that kind of stuff, right? So he goes on to say, I think the president thinks he's going to confront Donald Trump on his disgraceful conduct, on his record, and also talk about what he's done and what he wants to do. And the event today with Senator Sanders was a good example. It acknowledged the progress they've made on bringing down the cost of prescription drugs, yet there's still a big agenda left to be done. See, that's always part of that thing there, too. We can't actually solve things. We solve things and there wouldn't be a much larger agenda left to be done. That's the way the Democrats have always done their campaigns. By the way, and I'm going to use a word, so please brace yourselves. This word could connotate in a different context some kind of violent imagery, but that's why they always say they're going to what? To fight for you. It's like Adam Schiff. I can't get over his commercial. Our democracy. This is why we fight. And I'm like, okay, well, if we're supposed to only interpret words like this, only the way the Democrats interpret them when Donald Trump says them, does that mean Adam Schiff is going to show up at my door and fight me? Which I don't want to do, by the way. And, you know, it would be kind of silly, too, I think. But at any rate, again, I'm sort of getting off the point here, but they do want to make you think that they're always just fighting for you. That's why you always have to constantly send them back to Congress or to the Senate or to the State House or to the White House. Because why? Because they got to keep fighting for you. But if they can continue to fight for you, they just want to fight eternally for you, but it never gets solved, which is, again, part of their agenda. To just get reelected again. But maybe we should elect people on whether on their record. You want to put Joe Biden's record up against Donald Trump's record? Well, be my guest. Because that's what people should be voting about. Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition continues.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Across your radio dial, across America in the overnight hours. We are on the third watch, everybody, and we're glad that you're there, and we are glad to be here. I'll tell you that much. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we have so much more to tell you about and talk about as we move through the wee hours of the morning. And again, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whatever your job might be, if you're up working overnight, if you're driving a big rig, if you are making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, if you are in first responder, if you are simply up working a shift, or whatever it is that you're doing, just up discussing news and politics with us in the middle of the night, we're glad that you're there, as I said. And part of what we do is we love to play you a great song in hour number one, hour number two as well. And we love to kind of keep you going. And we've got some great designations now of the different kind of music we'll play throughout the week. If you're new to the show, Mondays are Country Music Mondays because it rolls off the tongue very well, Country Music Monday. And we have a couple of great country songs. We also take requests, by the way. Thank you, Driver Ron, especially. He always comes up with these great songs for us to hear. Then we have Times 2 Tuesday. Times 2 Tuesday means that you're going to have the same artist at both hours, but maybe one song that's pretty familiar and maybe another one that might be a bit off the beaten path, but from that same artist. Wednesdays, we've got Rewind Wednesday, and then Thursdays is Throwback Thursday. That's kind of a cool thing, Throwback Thursday. And then Friday is Freedom Friday, where we literally are free to play whatever we want. So first hour, we had a great song, Superstition, Stevie Wonder. And this hour, we've got also another really cool song. This is from the 1970s. 1975. Later on, it would be covered by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, as I recall correctly. But this is the original And this will get you going this morning. You got the Ohio Players and Love Roller Coaster. Coaster, the Ohio Players from 1975. So if you are, you know, out maybe doing some dancing, going home, watching Starsky and Hutch, stuff like that, this was on the radio, and it was pretty cool. And again, that's the Ohio Players. The album's called Honey, and again, it was released in 1975. And does bring back some memories, that is for sure. And it's got a cool kind of a vibe to the whole thing, doesn't it? And there's a lot of different little parts going on in the different sections of the song. And I don't know how much that came through back then, maybe, but obviously they did have a very, very creative production on that particular song. So that's pretty cool. And yes, the Red Hot Chili Peppers did redo that song or covered that song back in 1996, as only the Red Hot Chili Peppers can do, but we have the original. We had the original here this morning, so that's kind of cool. All right, we're still seeing a lot of precipitation in terms of snow. This is going to be up all through the state of Ohio this morning, and if you're going to be up coming up down I-90 out of Spokane over into Montana, definitely be careful on Fourth of July Pass. Definitely be careful if you're near Missoula. If you're down U.S. Highway 93, down towards Stevensville, a little bit of rain in that area as well. But a lot of weather. It's a lot. And heading over to Helena, up through Great Falls, Conrad, Cutbank, up through Kalispell, and all the way up through Harve and Malta in Montana. You got all kinds of weather. And, again, going all the way down the middle of Idaho this morning, you definitely have a lot of rain and rain mixed with snow. And this rounding everything out here, we're still seeing a lot of the weather and the precipitation up near New York, up through the eastern part of Pennsylvania, up through most of New York State, pretty much the entire eastern portion, most of New Hampshire. You get the idea. Most of Maine. If you're in Boston this morning, it's all kinds of rain. If you're in Lexington, Kentucky, looks like that rain has moved a little bit south right now. But wherever you are this morning, if you're in Detroit, you've got rain mixed with snow as well. So be careful out there, everybody. But you know what time it is? It's time to talk to Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we have so much to talk about. And before we get to the top of the hour, of course, obviously there's a lot going on with continuing in the Middle East. One of the things that I saw that I wanted to get your comment on was the idea that the U.S. is now looking to try to tell the Houthis that we're going to take them off the terror watch list or the terror label. We're going to take away that label if they'll just stop attacking ships. I'm not trying to laugh, but it just sounds, I mean, is that for real? You know, is that how you, is that what we're reduced to now? Just please stop.
Yeah. You know, have you ever seen a country that is so benevolent to terrorists?
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah, they've sunk the ship.
If Al-Qaeda or Islamic State or any, if they decide that, you know, they've got, they can activate their sleeper cells here in the United States.
Right.
How benevolent are we going to be? Gee, maybe we ought to just give them some money for humanitarian aid. Oh, glad you mentioned that. Did you know that under USAID, which is run by Samantha Power, a previous czar, previous employee of the Obama administration, that we're giving money to Hezbollah? Oh,
wow.
$67 million because we've had to move Hezbollah families away from the Lebanon border.
Well,
they were being benevolent.
Well, to a great degree, too, Hezbollah doesn't even really want to do that because they want, again, there to be the propaganda value if there are, God forbid, civilian casualties.
You know, at this point, somewhere between the State Department, the National Security Advisors for this Biden White House and you know, organizations like USAID, and I would say Red Cross. You know, people need to take a hard look at Red Cross. Every one of them, every single one of them ought to be brought up on charges for aiding and abetting the enemy.
It sounds like it, because why else would you do this kind of stuff? I mean, is this just part of, again, the larger political agenda of trying to, you know, influence or placate Muslim or Islamic voting blocs?
I'll never know the reason. There is no reason. There's legitimate reason. I can't help you on that one.
Well said. All right, Denise Simon, stay right there. Folks, we're going to climb up to the top of the hour right now. We're going to hear the top of the hour news. You'll get updated on everything. And then we will come back and we'll talk about everything. And we'll take your telephone calls, opening up at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. So stay right there. Hour number two is now in the books.
Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.